Okay, I was saying, I mentioned tomorrow we're going to have a shift 10:15 to 11. Okay. So, okay, today the shiur is about Nichum Avelim. Mitzvah's essay shall divrayim levaker cholam menachem avelim hotzi meis lachnis kala. So all these mitzvahs, Rama says, ein hein megemilas chasodim shebegufo. So avol pi shekol mitzvahs eilu medivrayim, in other words, you don't have a pasuk in Chumash that says beferish about Menachem Aveilim, Menachem Cholim, but so it's seemingly midrabanon, but harayim bechlal v'haftol v'echa kamocha. All these things are nichlang v'haftol v'echa kamocha. Kol advarim shat harotze she'asu osam l'cha acherim ase osam l'achicha p'torah mitzvahs. Anything that you would want somebody to do for you, you should do for others. That's v'haftol v'echa kamocha. Because the Ramban writes in Chumash that Haftol V'echa Kamocha is a muflog. It's not to be taken literally in, because it's impossible to love somebody else the way you love yourself. So therefore, like the Rambam says, it's referring to at least actions that you could do. Any action you would want somebody to do for you, you could do for them. In terms of your internal feelings, so the Ramban says that's kind of impossible to have the same internal feelings you have for yourself that you have for others, but at least in action you should want anything that you would want somebody to do for you, you should do for others. Okay, then the Ramban has this famous comment on page 2, Perek Yudalet Halacha Zayin. And this is the famous thing in the Rambam, that every once in a while, the Rambam says, Yiroi Ali. I remember one of the first drushes that Rav Geli gave when he came, like probably the first Shavuos he was here in Washington Heights. So he said, you know, Yiroi Ali normally means the Rambam saying a chiddush of his own. So there's no real makor, it's his own chiddush. So you think it's a weaker thing, but he says no. Because anything he's saying in Chiddush his own comes from his whole persona. You see, as opposed to something else, it's coming from one mocker. Right? But this, Yiroi Ali, means his whole gestalt as a Torah personality is coming up with this idea. So it's interesting that every once in a while, I think someone once did a search, how many Yiroi Ali's are there in the Rambam? But the Yiroi Ali, the Rambam writes, whenever he's saying a chiddush that's not found anywhere else, he says his own chiddush. Because most of the Rambam is, he's paskening like a certain opinion in the Gemara. The chiddushim of the Rambam are usually how he understood the Gemara, in contrast to the way Rashi and Tosis understood the Gemara. The Rambam worked more with the Gaonim, had a different approach to the Gemara. I told you the basic is so. You know the Sefer Kerem Yoshua? You ever hear of the Sefer Kerem Yoshua? Kerem Yoshua was written by who? Yoshua Cohen. No, affectionately known as Shas Cohen. Shas Cohen. Yeah. So Shas Cohen, I remember him in the days when he lived in New York, Muncie. I heard him speak in Satmar and Kol Hamoed. Then he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and he's the Rebbe in Rav Arush's. You know Rav Arush? Sure you do. Garden of the Moon. You see, you know. So Rav Arush has this yeshiva, Chut Shel Chesed. It's basically, I have a Talmud who learns there. So he wrote a sefer called, so his yeshiva is Chut Shel Chesed. So Rav Arush is the Rosh Yeshiva, and Shas Cohen gives a shir in that yeshiva. So one of my Talmidim attends that yeshiva. So he writes in his sefer from Karim Yeshua, from Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the biggest yisod, that all of the machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos could be categorized in one way. See, Tosfos learned Shas is one thing, so it has a kasha, and from another Gemara seems to contradict. So what will Tosfos do? He'll have to do something to that Gemara, make a nukimta. That Gemara only means in this type of case. That's one way. And they'll come up with a new yisod based on, basically taking the pashup shot of that other Gemara, or one of the Gemaras, and so they shtip. The other approach, that's the Tosfos approach. The Gaonim, Rashi, Rambam, the other approach is to say no. These are two sugis chalukos, and we don't have to fit everything in together, and therefore, there are thousands of examples of this yisod. But he writes about that in his sefer is about how one can, he's a baki b'shas, literally shas ko. That's why he's known as shas ko. Shas, but every tosis and he's a fascinating person. So the Rambam, he's from that school of thought. The Rambam is not from the Balei Tosfos school of thought. He's from the Gaonim school of thought. So he'll take sugyas and he'll say, we pass it like this sugya. Well, whereas Tosfos is basically the forerunner of what? Pilpul. I always say over from Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig, said a good yisod. He says, I'm getting off the topic, but it's still good things to hear. That Rabbi Rosenzweig always says the definition of pilpul is when you assume that everyone else assumes everyone else's assumptions. Right? So you have to put in, like this Gemara is assuming the assumption of that Gemara, so we have to assume everyone's assuming, so therefore we have to shtib it together. Non-pilpul. And that was the whole briska derech, is anti-pilpul. That's what it means, svei dinim. That no, you don't assume the different assumptions. This luchud and that luchud. And that's the whole yisod of different ways of learning. But that goes on for a longer discussion. But when the Rambam says something that no one else ever said before, he writes the royally. Rav Moshe Feinstein does the same thing. When he writes in a tshuva, he tells you, I'm saying Dover Chadash. He writes that. You can probably do a search in the Igros Moshe how many times he writes Dover Chadash. He says, I'm saying something. No one ever said this before. Dover Chadash. He admits it. He's not trying to sell you the bridge. He tells you that I'm saying something new. No one ever said this before. Obviously, he thinks it's true. But it's Dover Chadash, so he says. So when the Rambam wants to say Dover Chadash, he writes the Yerali. She Nechvas Aveilim Kodim LeBikur Cholim. Say we have a choice to go Nichum Aveilim or Bikur Cholim, which should you go? So the Rambam says, She Nichum Aveilim, you should go first. She Nichum Aveilim Gmulus Chesinim Chaimim Amesim. The Nichum Aveilim is Gmulus Chesinim Chaimim Amesim, whereas Bikur Cholim is only Menachaim. So therefore, if you can only go to one, or one, what takes precedence? So the Rambam writes a famous line that Nichum Aveilim takes precedence to Bikur Cholim. Hopefully we'll see more about that, this Rambam, later on in the packet. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about Nichum Aveilim. So there is a Mishnah in Megillah.
Yes. Just on the previous comment, saying that Nichum Aveilim comes before Bikur Cholim. So what about the fact that Bikur Cholim say with someone, right? You look at your then
kilo.
That kilo or anything of the sort, so you can actually say the person or use power on that. So shouldn't that be present saving someone over color?
It's an excellent question. You hear what he's asking. He's asking, there was Nichama Bikacholim, maybe you're helping, you know, to see an adab of him and this.
That's why he says you're royally, it's a chiddush.
No, but he yeah, but he's questioning the chiddush. So Rabbi Eshin is saying to look in the Radvaz. Look in the Radvaz. Top of two. You really in Moshe Amar Rabbeinu Hayisi Omer Ipcha Tibika Cholim Kodim Sheishlo Hinu Shech Shochot Domim Cholam Mevaker Sachola Gorim Lo Sheyikya. What was that in Leitzbo Chan Mehan? Yeah.
That just makes the question.
Right. So no, he's asking his question. So as you're with the Radvaz. I like your question. You should know I never thought of this question. All the years I've been seeing this Rambam. So I give you a big yashikari if I ask you the question. Okay. But what about his question? I like this question. And the Radvaz also liked this question.
Sometimes
what? What do you say? Right. He's saying that it's true, but the Rambam doesn't say that. So, right choice, the Rambam must be holding that up for Peking. That the Kovod HaMeisim is so great that whatever together with the Chaim, but I don't know, it's something to think about. I like your Ka'ara. I like it. So one day you should come back with me with as good a Teres as you asked the Kasha. That's good. Right. Yeah. No, of course, but states it. But we're talking about.
Maybe the assumption is that like you're going to and not going to save his life for now. Which is saying just
no, but he's saying that we know in halacha that you're supposed to daven for it.
Let's say the Yerachol takes away 1/60th of the person's. Or pain or tsar or whatever,
right.
could that in and of that be, because the Rambam saying if that idea still
yeah, okay, it's something yeah, I'll repeat, okay, but the Rambam says it, okay, so okay, let's go on. I'm going to get sidetracked if I say two more other things. Okay, the Mishnah Megillah. Certain things you need a minion. So all these things, the daven for the Almud, for Birkas Kohanim, for Kriyas HaTorah, you need 10 people. So the question that's asked, is Birkas Aveilim, it was Tanchumi Aveilim. So, Nikum Aveilim, you need a minion for Nikum Aveilim? So, Ashi explains, it's talking about the Shura. If anyone was ever at a burial, you know that after the mace is buried, so the people get lined up in two rows, and the Aveilim go between them, and everyone says, Amokim Yonachem. That's called the Shura. And that's done at the base HaKfars. So the question, so that din of Nichum Aveilim at the base HaKfars, so having the Shura, you need to have a minion. you need to have a minyan. Ein shura p'chusa me'asar. So the question that's raised is, why do you need a minyan? I mean, what's the difference when between that and somebody's comes to pay a shiva visit, right? So sometimes, you know, you don't necessarily have a minyan or need a minyan. So what's this idea? So in the Masorah, there's a journal the OU put out on Bo Masorah, and the first part of it was the Divrei Torah from Rav Soloveitchik, written up by different people. So basically, and then some kashrut things here, Belsky has possible system. So the idea is like this. He says over from Rav Soloveitchik b'shem Rav Chaim that in Gemilas Chasodim there are Gemilas Chasodim of the Yochid and Gemilas Chasodim of the Tzibur. Say for example, a person gives a private stucker. You know, someone needs money, he gives them money. So that's Gemilas Chasodim of the Yochid, of Chesed of the stock of the Yochid. But then there's a famous Rambam that writes, if you look on page 4, second left column, the third line, Chayim Uvar Vidir Rambam, Reish Perk Tes Vilchas Aniyim, Kol Shki Yir Shiyish Po Yisrael Chayom Lo Mimem Gaboyt Stoka. Me'olom Lo Reinu Vel Shamanu Mikal Yisrael Shein Lem Kupa Shol Stoka. So he wants to say, the Rambam, that every community has to have a communal tztaka. So that's what saying over Shem Rab Chaim, so ancient, that tztaka has to be done b'toras yachid and b'toras tzibur. That's why there's a yachid gift tztaka, but then the Rambam says, Me'olam lo re'inu lo shamanu mikal Yisrael shein lem kupa shol tztaka. So the same thing he wants to say on Soloveitchik about the Gemilas Chasadim of Nichum Avelim, that there's the private Nichum Avelim when the person goes to the Shiv house, and then the communal Nichum Avelim of the Shura. And for the communal Nichum Avelim of the Shura, that's why you need a minyan, because that's the din of the Tzibur. Okay? But here, I xeroxed it on page 6. Me'olam lo ra'inu v'lo shamanu b'kal mi'Yisrael she'en lahem kupa shel tztaka. Okay. Then there's another interesting Gemara on Shabbos Kufnun Beis Amud Aleph, two lines at the bottom of Yehuda. Mei she'en lo menachemim. Say you have a mace that doesn't have any relatives to sit shiva for him. So the Gemara says, "Holchim yud b'nei adam yoshvim b'mkomo." So look how the Rambam formulates it on page 8. Meisha ein lo aveilim. Was we appoint 10 people to sit shiva. We appoint people to sit shiva for him. To be, and people should come and menachem those people who are not even relatives. Ushar am katzin alein in lo yisham asar kvum kuchol yom yom. So you try to get 10 people to. So that's an interesting halacha. I mean, usually people don't usually do this mizvah. The closest thing I ever saw was when my late friend Rabbi Yosef Winevsky passed away. So he didn't really have. He was a big Talmid Chacham who lived in Washington Heights, and he was blind, and we were very close, and he didn't have family when he died, and so people gathered in his apartment every night and told stories about him. It wasn't exactly the case of the, you know, the thing, but it was the closest thing I've ever seen for that type of thing.
Some people are kind of this with a minion, Rabbi
Mar,
whatever.
Rabbi
Nussbaum also, I think,
did something. Yeah, maybe some Rabbi Nussbaum, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So no, probably 7 days. Yeah. Okay, then there's another halacha from page 10, Chav Chesem Adbeiz. I'm Rav Yochanan, Eim Anachem L'Mosham Loma Dover at Sheyiftach Ovel. In other words, so this comes up a lot, and you being Menachem Ovel somebody, so the minig is to wait till the Ovel speaks. And then the Menachem will start to speak. So the Levush on page 11 explains what's the reason for this. It says the Levush, Eina Menachem in Hashem Luftoch at Sheiftach HaOvel Tchila, the time with the Mstaber who Kloma Shehu Maschil Aros Saro. Shem Mitzrayim Odol Meitzo V'chakach Maschil Um Menachem. In other words, the Seder Advarim is first he has to show his tzar and they respond. Aber wir können mit Shaykh Menachem, Shem Meinu Mitzrayim Meitzo. Well, Pasha Prahi means that see, the way people do today is they wait till he says anything, like, how'd you get here? The Pasha Prahi means that he's saying something that shows he's Mitzrayim on, you know. That's what Rabbi Goldberg said from Shlomo Zalman, even if the Ovel like cracks, so some type of you know, gesture of, you know, not necessarily, you know, real words, but that also shows that idea. The Gemara on page 20 of Chav Zayin and Beis says, "Amar of Yochanan, Achok Hayavim Lamod Ibnei Nasi." It was when the Nasi, when the Melech comes in, everyone has to stand up. Chutz me Ovel v'Choyla. So an Ovel and a Choyla are potter to stand up. Because a lot of times when people come to pay shiva visits, like certain rabbanim and things like that, so technically speaking, he is parted from standing up. So what is this all about? So if you look, there's another Gemara. On page 10, on Chav Chesem Adbeis, five lines from the bottom, Amar Rav Avol, Minayin L'Ovel Shemesiv Barosh. That the Ovel sits in the head. Shenema Evka Darkam Vaishav Rosh Veshkon Kamelak Kashavin Yinokim. So we give the overall like a certain chashivas, like the Elu, he's the Melech. So that's how the Chidah. In the Brick of Yosef on page 25. So he says, what's this halacha? But that the oval doesn't stand up. So he says, Haram alavush, time nation through the mitzar. With the first arrow. The lavush says, because the Torah do the mitzar, so they remember Machai, Shvus Yachav Dachadavar, the oval chai b'chol mitzvahs. What do you mean, Torah mitzar? But if there's a mitzvah to stand up, when a Zakim walks in, a Talmud Chacham walks in, so what's this? He's chai, an oren is part of a mitzvah, an oval is not part of a mitzvah. Is a mamish a mitzvah to stand if they say vatokum? So why is that a heter? That's the kasha of the Shvus Yaakov. So he says the ikatam is Rabbi Sihuda thoughts of the ikar kitam harav halavush. The other reason, I guess the Lavush maybe gives another reason, they shall not see that Rab Mochel Mokvodim. We assume they're Mochel. So he says that's a little also schwer, because it's mashma that there's no Chiyav B'chlal. It's not that they're Mochel, because it says a Kol Chayov L'amot, Chutz Me'ovo V'choylem. If it's only din mechila, so what if they weren't mechel? So it's a mitzvah essay. So he wants to give another reason. The second arrow. Omnam yirashatam hu dekevin shalovel mesiv barosh. Since we saw the gemara that ovel is mesiv barosh, yochin mikolas says he called ovel. Because in other words, they gave him the status like a melech. So a melech doesn't have to stand. A regular person, as if they say vatokum, but a melech doesn't have that halacha. And Rabbi Shechter here on page 23 in the Nini Harav, he writes here, Minag Nochot Shi'efcha Lovu Labes Ha'ovil from Nachum the Sikhas telephone. Whereas the person can't come, he calls on the telephone. They want to claim that Mir Pasha Chaitan Yigizas their Kheris. Is that only when they were the phone was on the wall, or even but the Maisa, as he writes, the Minig Nofutz is the Minig Nofutz, and if you can't come to make a shiva call, you should call on the phone. People, better than, not doing anything. I mean, the Maisa will see that the din of Nichum, people don't realize this. People think if they can't come during Shiva, then they miss the opportunity. Nichum Avelim is all Yud Beis Chodesh. You see somebody in the street and you didn't have a chance to, come. You say, Malcolm Yerachim has come, they express condolences for a parent, Yud Beis Chodesh, even though, in other words, we always, in our minds, we put together Shiva and Nichum Avelim, because he usually is together. But really, the Gemara says it's not. I mean, the Gemara says really, well, Gabi Yontif. The Gemara says that the Shiv is going to be after Yontif, but the Nichum Avelim is right now. Nisasko Bo Beregel. So that got lost in the. In, you know, because in America, that's, I don't know, maybe even before America, but we put it together. You know, Shiva and Nichum Avelim. But they're not necessarily, and that's why some people think they didn't go, you know, a person should try to go. But I'm saying if a person can't go, so calling on the phone is. So this idea that, you know, like the president, you know, like. You don't call the President of the United States on the phone, you know, he doesn't pick up the phone unless he's, you know, the Melech, you know, so it's not okay, but, you know, I don't know. Well, nice, if the person obviously would appreciate that. I was paying a Shiva call once when Rav Weiss, Rav Yosef Weiss, so I was paying a Shiva call, and Rav Avram Yeshua, the famous Rav Avram Yeshua of Brisk, Mishpacha, he called he's Mishpacha with them. So he called. I was there when they got his phone call. Obviously, he's an ex-Israel, he's not coming in. But he didn't say, well, it's not Lafik. You know, because the Pasha said, you don't have to take it so, you know, everything so, you know. And Lamais, if that's going to be Gorin Nachas Ruach for the people, so then, Mustaber that, I can hear what he's saying over here also, but I'm saying the Mustaber that, as he writes, the Minhag Nochlitz is still the Minhag Nochlitz. So, and what about, a Shabbos? Even Nachum Avel on Shabbos, so the on page 27, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Yicholim leNachum Avelim b'Shabbos." Because again, we're so, you know, we have this thing in our mind that the Shiva, sitting Shiva and Nichum Avelim are commensurate one with the other, but it's really not. And Makabi Shabbos, but people are not sitting Shiva on Shabbos, so to speak, because that would be before Hesya. So, but still, you can go and Menachem Avel. Yeah, that's the Yicholim Menachem Avel Shabbos. Chayin Yicholim Lachias Yicholim Leomer Lo Kederek She Omer Lo Bechol. He shouldn't say it the way he'd normally Menachem Chol. The Omer Shabbosim Lizok Refur Krolovoro, you know, or Nechama Krovolovo, if it's Shabbos Min Nachem or Nechama Krovolovo, he can come. Rabbi Shmuel Maybrook says over that when he was sitting Shiva for his mother, so in the middle of Shabbos, whatever, he got a knock on the door from Rav Shmaryahu Shulman, who was a big Talmud Chacham. He used to live in Kew Garden Hills. Now he lives in Brooklyn. He's one of the big Goyim of the generation. Even if you didn't hear from him, he's one of the big Goyim of the generation. So he said, you know, Kochi Tiru, you know, because he knows what the halach is. Other people just don't know necessarily what the halach is.
Yeah, you would say
Shabbosi Milanachem or Nechama Krovolovo, just like Shabbosi Milizok. When you make a. Bekoshi Hitiru. But you know what the Yerushalmi says? Bekoshi Hitiru to say good Shabbos on Shabbos. You know, because really on Shabbos you're not supposed to speak on Shabbos. Well, Rav Scheinberg, he did that. He didn't speak on Shabbos. He never spoke on Shabbos. Even if you could give a Dvar Torah, I heard him speak a shul, you know, say a drasha or something like that. But like, just talk. How are you? Where are you learning? What are you doing? No. Not on Shabbos. Shabbos, you don't speak. That's Yerushalmi. You don't speak on Shabbos. Why is that? Because the Mishparshim, Farshim Yerushalmi says. Because what does it mean? Hashem rested on Shabbos. what was he doing the rest of the week? He was creating things with Dibur, right? Like he or, you know, everything he did was Dibur. So him being Shomes on Shabbos was not having Dibur. So, you know, for us to do that, that would be Yura, because we're not on this Targa that we don't speak on Shabbos. You know, Halavai, we shouldn't speak things that are usher to speak on Shabbos. But the things that are mutter, so we're not on the Darga. And if you're not on the Darga and you do it, so that's Mechzik Yura. Scheinberg is a man that his whole life was Kedusha. He's wearing talis and tefillin the whole day. He's wearing talis and tefillin the whole day.
Scheinberg?
Yeah.
What talis and tefillin?
The whole day.
One
not on Shabbos. Many talis. He wore like hundreds of talis. If you ever see him, never saw him. He used to, for the month of Nisan, he used to stay on my parents' block in Flappish. He stayed by Rabbi Bajdon, who's his nephew through marriage. So I always used to get to see him in the month of Nisan. He used to stay there the whole month. And
is it even different from a man? Is it like a one-time thing? Or like every time you go, but every time you encounter the apple, should you say it again? Like, let's say down chakra instead of the whole week. Is it every time you see him? Or like, even after the Shiva, is it you're even at home, now you see him in the street, so...
Yeah, so the minhag definitely is not like every... In other words, every time you see him the whole year,
you don't go,
yeah. Let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch.
But the minhag definitely is, if people go during Shiva many days, every time they go.
Right, that's what people do. Yeah, take a look. Take a look. It's important halakha, you should know. Page 21. Yeah, you can look on page 22, second line. Al avi val imo medabi imo tanchumim kol yud beis chodesh. So Rabbi Izvi always used to say, you do it Kol Yud Beis Chodesh. Yeah, and everyone else is Shloshim. One second. Oh, okay, so that's an important thing, that a person couldn't tell during Shiva, you see somebody, he bumps into somebody, you know, acknowledge it.
Is there a benefit to staying in line, like, multiple times to somebody? I mean, is there a certain point that, like, if you went there during Shiva,
then you see him again, you don't constantly, any time you see him, for the whole year, you know, it's like... Yeah, I mean, you can control Tachumim for the whole year, that's not cool, okay, there's a famous Or Sameach. If I remember correctly, Josh Hoffman used to listen to Rav Teitz was... He gave on the radio. He gave Daf HaShavua every Motzoi Shabbos. Lama learning a Daf Gemara. He was one of the first to Torah on the radio. Daf HaShavua, Rabbi Teitz, the old Rabbi Teitz. His son was just in the was just here last week for the Bris for Noach Goldstein, his grandson of Rav Teitz, the old Rav Teitz, who knew the Rugged Shavar. And who knew the Or Sameach? You know,
Father-in-law of Rabbi Blau.
Correct. Yes. So I remember once on the show, and maybe I heard this from Rehavah, they said over this Or Sameach. I'm not sure if he said it or somebody else was speaking that, whatever. Someone said it. So this is only the Or Sameach would say a thing like this. You know, you got to be the Or Sameach. So page 29. They're learning Sukkah in the yeshiva next year. So what does it say? Tanya Rav Lozer Bar Tzadok Omer Kacha Yemin Hogan Shal Anshe Yerushalayim. The minhag of Anshe Yerushalayim is Adam Yotzei Mibeisu B'lulav B'yado. There's Anshe Yerushalayim, they held the lulav nesrov the whole day. That was something. That was Anshe Yerushalayim. Anshe Washington Heights don't do that. Anshe Yerushalayim, they held the lulav nesrov the whole day. Adam Yotzei Mibeisu Lulav B'yado. Holoch Lubeis HaKnesses Lulav B'yado. Kray Kriyash Ma'aspa Lulav B'yado. Kray B'tor V'nozis Kapov. So Kray B'tor V'nozis Kapov is the Manichol Gabi Karka. Holoch Lubakir Cholom Nachem Aveilum Lulav B'yado. Nichnas Lubeis HaMedrash. No, no, no. Okay. So, you know what the Orson Mayer is going to ask? You ready for this one? It's only the Orson Mayer is going to ask this Kasha. When he was listing the thing here, what was first? Bikur of Cholom or Nichom Aveilum? Huh? Bikur Cholom. Now, what does the Rambam hold? Nichom Aveilum. So that's the Orson Mayer's Kasha. Okay, it's Orson Mayer. You know, it's a. Oh! Moshe Dechter. Oh, so what's the answer?
That is not necessarily.
Okay, that's the Pasha
Pshat. In descending order.
Right, that's the Pasha Pshat. But if you're the Orson Mayer, you only ask the Kasha if you have. Or there's a famous Orson Mayer, so you got to know this Orson Mayer. You know, on page 28. Orson Mayer was from the Gedolim. I tell you that. But he was Machshev the. I'll tell you something from Rav Teitz. Of Tites said over. This I heard from his grandson, Rabbi Akiva Resnick, who was my camper in Mar Shakolo. He was a Rebbe in Mar Yerushalayim. So he told me that the Rav Tites, whenever he went to see the Rogachover, he had different ksavim on the table, but the Meshachachm is before it was printed. The Meshachachm was always on the lock and key. He wouldn't keep that. Because he was very protective of the Meshech Chochma. All the Ksavim he kept on the table as the Meshech Chochma he kept on the, that was his, yeah, that was his prime jewel. He didn't want someone to walk off with it or something like that. You know? Okay. So he says, so look on page 28. The Koshi Yitil Anachem Aveilon of Vakacholm, Hiktim Nichum Aveilon, Abu Psuko, Memal Koshiv Bikur Cholim Koidim. Shum de Regal in Norgam de Varm Shabbatina. See, the Ramam Shita is that in the Regal there's no Aveilus. Even de Varm Shabbatina are no Hik. Right? So Mamela are not no Hik. Right, there's no Avelis B'chal, even the Raman Sheet. We hold Dvarim Shebetzina on Noach, like the Ramban, the regular. The Raman Sheet is ain't Avelis B'regel at all. So therefore, when he's talking about Chol Moed Sukkos, or Yontav Sukkos, their Bikur Cholim was Kodim. Shebet B'regel Zutur Tzarayu D'Avelim. Because the Tzar is less, so the Kiev of Bikur Nichum Avelim is less. So the Mela, that's what, so he says the Ramam Lashitaso. Mashain came the Gemara Shabbos, the Koshi Yitiru Lanachem Aveilim Ulevaker Cholim. You see, there the Gemara puts Nichum Aveilim first because Shabbos still Dvam Shabbatzin Anoig. So then, even though the Dvam Shabbatzin are not, but that's enough to still give Nichum Aveilim the status. It's a pilpul. In other words, he puts together two Gemaras, the Gemara in Shabbos, where Nichum Aveilim comes before Bikur Cholim, and the Gemara in Sukkah, where it's Fakir, and then the Rambam, he puts all three together, and he says his pshat. So the Rambam's Stam is talking about a regular weekday. And the two Gemaras are talking, one is Shabbos and one is Regel. It's good. It's a pilpul. It's not, you know, for anything, for Sakhalot or anything, but it's good. You should know some pilpulim. It's good to know pilpul also. Not for sakhalacha, but you know, you should have some pilpul in your mind sometime. It's good to topalta b'chokhma. Okay. And you see the Gemara here in on page the Shulchan Aruch on page 30. Hakover meso beregel b'chol hamoed noig. Then he says, lach haregel masel uno shiva. He says, in other words, the Nicham Avelim really doesn't, in other words, if he died in the middle of Chol HaMoed, then no one does this, but the Nicham Avelim starts right away, even though he's not sitting Shiva. But the American approach is we put it all together. But he's saying that technically not. Then there's a piece here from the Lev Avram. The Lev Avram wants to say the following. Based on a Gemara in Shabbos. On page 7, Kuvnum Beis Amin Aleph. Three lines to the bottom. Amar Rav Chisa, Nafsho Shal Odom Misabelis Alav Kol Shiva. Shadema, Nafsho Alav Ta'abel. Whereas the Neshama is there, so to speak. So that's all Shiva, the Neshama of the Mace. So Rabbi Avram Weinfeld wanted to say that maybe that's the Pshat in the Rambam. That when the person's doing Nicham Aveilim, so he's Menachem, the people there, but the Neshama is still there also. So he's being, he's, so to speak, Menachem the Neshama as well. But he says, so he wants to say Nafkamina, so that's from the Rambam, why Nicham Aveilim is, because it's not just Kovet HaMeis, but it's Mamish, the Neshama is there. That's his, so he wants to say, but what if you come after Yontif? So it's already after the 7 days. So he says, maybe that's Pshat in the Rambam, that you don't really have a full din nechama anymore, but it's after 7 days. The Neshama left. Marim lo panim, but there's still that din of ben adam lachaveru, and the nafkamina is that it won't, a nicham, a shiva, after Yontif, won't be beat out bikur chol. That's his chiddush, the Lev Avram. You hear everything? Because he says that the whole concept that has the dual aspect is only the first 7 days. But if it's case of Yontif, then you're only going to start the Shiva later. And he says, that's Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, that you don't have to do Necham anymore, but still Marim Loponim, but there's still an Indian of Miradam Lachaveiro, but that would be on the same level of a regular Bikur Cholim, and that wouldn't get this. But that's his Chiddush.
7 days.
What?
7 days start to Misa.
7 days, right, because this, yeah.
So it's like for the next day. So technically,
And then, one second, then we have another Gemara. And a Rambam. Yeah, Gemara Moed Kotel on page 13, Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Al tivku lo meis v'al tanudu lo al tivku lo meis yosem yidai." Hakeitza shlosha yomim l'bchi. The first 3 days are for crying, Shiva lehesped shloshim legeis lusikoros. Mikan ve'elach amar kol shbarchu yatem rachmanim bo yosem imen. There is a halacha that the person can't overdo. So, shloshu yomim lebchi. So, that's what some say. Rav Shechter mentioned this, that maybe there's an Indian not to go the first 3 days to pay a shiva call, because that's what they talk about. Some talk about shloshu yomim lebchi. But lemaisa, the week goes back very quickly, so whenever a person has the time to go, they should go, even if it's in the Shlosha Yomim. Not really. I mean, the idea of Shlosha Yomim Bukhi isn't sure.
How does the Bebe Abraham know that the Shabbat doesn't move, it stays around,
and
the Shabbat doesn't stay around during the Shiva that starts.
It does, because it's only there for Shabbat Kufnun Beis. That's for 7 days.
Even if I said by Kovar, that's Kovar Beis of a regular.
7 days is 7 days.
Whether there's a Veilus or not.
Right.
Okay.
It's a Shikol Pilpul, but okay. What can I tell you? Okay, two more things. The minig is you say Hamokam Yenachem Eskem Sok Sharvei Litzion Yerushalayim. Different pshatim. Why do you use Lashon Hamokam? I'm not kidding. It's all you can read. Rav Shechter or Rav Salavitchik. Okay, whatever it is. The question is: this is the question. After the person says, "Hamokam Yenachem Eskem Sok Sharvei Litzion Yerushalayim," the Avelim answer on me. So this became a modern thing that people answer Amen. That's a modern thing. Because in the Pnei Baruch, he has the Pnei Baruch, the art school translated into English. They use that as their model for their Hilchos Avelos book. So he writes, I think, maybe from Rav Shlomo Zalman to answer Amen. But I remember when Rabbi Aaron Felder came out with his sefer on Avelis. Was it Ola Yeshurun or something like that? You saw the Yeshurun, saw the Smachas, whatever, his sefer on Avelis. So he writes from Ramosha not to answer on me. And that was the old minig. In most places you go today, they'll answer on me because, you know, the sefer Pnei Baruch, and it was translated, he says like that, and it became a. I called him up many years ago to ask him. He said, yeah, it's like, since it's. Sure, it's a bracha, but it's, I don't know, I thought he said from Ramosha that that wasn't the minute to answer Amen
on
what? Well, you're saying somebody, I guess on one hand you're saying you're giving him, yeah, in other words, you're giving him a bracha, so to speak. Hamokam Yerachem. So, but it's not a regular bracha. It's like and it's on something that better than none have had. So, I don't know. In other words, it's more of a. So he said, he quoted, you can look up in the Sefer. I didn't look this up recently, but I saw this probably 30, 25 years ago. And I think he said, but Ramosha, not to answer Amen. And I think that was the minute. This is, I think, a new thing, the answering of Amen. But, I mean, it's not also. I mean, it's not. I guess the minute is to answer Amen in real brachas. That's our luck of answering Amen. I mean, he's giving you, a person's giving, wishing him well. Hamokam Yenachem Eskem. That's not a regular bracha. And it's on something that he would rather have not had. So the minhag was not to. But in Eretz Yisrael it became, and then Opskol decided to translate the Pnei Baruch, because that was I guess, a more comprehensive thing. So they, when they were translating it, then they had their laws of mourning in art school. That's what they'd use as this. You know, they didn't use Robert Felder, say, for. So, well, he wrote it in English, so they're not gonna they're not gonna translate. He wrote it in English, but.
If someone, as Hashem, someone says to a chaler, "Before Shalem, the chaler can't answer Amen, or shouldn't answer Amen."
I don't know. What's the minute when somebody says to the Refor Shleima?
Is that
what?
Thank you.
Right, it's not the minute to answer Amen. Say Refor Shleima. The minute you know, do well on your Bechina. Amen? So it's not the minute. Amen is on real brachas of Shem Umachas. But the Pnei Baruch, he has it like that, so I think that. That popularized it. It's not the end of the world, this whole discussion. But just, I remember that I saw it there. You can look in the Sefer, in the Rabbi Felder's, Rabbi Aaron Felder. You remember when he lived in Washington Heights?
Sure.
See, you remember he used to live in Washington Heights?
Washington, I have a son-in-law.
Okay. So he was very close with Rabbi Moshe. And I once met him at a chasana, Rabbi, and we spoke a lot in learning, specifically in Inyanei Nida. And then he said to me, we should keep up. And then Rabbi Tuchman encouraged me to keep up. So I kept up, and then unfortunately he suddenly passed away. He was a rabbi in Philadelphia after he left. He
was
left.
The rabbi much of the...
Chofkei at a certain point. At a certain point. Then his last thing was he was a rav in Philadelphia. Okay, so the last thing is the Shabbos. Have you ever been in a shul on Shabbos and they're aveilim, so they wait outside, and then before Mizmor Shir, the gabba gives a clap, and then everyone says Amokim Yerachem, and then they come in. So. This is the Pnei Baruch where we talk about. I should put in. You should know, in most of the packets here, I don't put in any of these. Maybe once or twice, like the Gesher Chaim is a famous sefer, the Kolbo, the Pnei Baruch. But that's not the way you learn halacha. These are all great svarim. You learn halacha by learning the Gemara, the Tor, the Shach.
Primary sources.
Primary sources. Yeah. So he says Nogim. Shabbos Shabbos l'fnei Amiras Mizmor Shir Yom Shabbos Nichnas Avil Beis Knesses. Shabbos Machris Tzu Negin Avil V'Kol Menachem Moso. So the Baragola here, the footnote, because of a minute Shnichnas Avil Beis Knesses Code of Tfilas Arvis was Kain Ol Nivlo. So he quotes just the Brewer.
Is it before Shabbos?
The question is, right. But the question that people ask is that the Maisa, when the shuls get to it, it's after Shkia. You know, so it's the Shiloh of Ansbach for Hesia. So when they don't say Shabbos, that's what they do in the shuls. So technically, maybe. It should have been done before Shkia, but how many shuls are going to be still holding before Shkia when they're up to Mizmor Shir beyond the Shabbos is not the case. Okay, but that's what they do. Purim is also a time. Purim is no availus but for Hesim, but it's in a. Rav Shacht always likes to say that Rav Soloveitchik was upset with the people when he was sitting Shiva during Purim that no one came to be Menachem Avil. Because again, people have this mindset that it's not a day that you're sitting Shiva because there's no Avelim of Hesed, so then the Nichem Avelim and the Shiva they put together. So, but really that's not the case. So he was like, that people let him alone on Purim. He was like, he had a taina on people.
There's no shiva on Purim. But
that's the point.
You can still do an
Right, that's the point I'm making.
Yeah. We previously said that on the regal, so there's Nifo Velen, but then you have Shabbat after the regal. So then we say, and so the two aren't, and then obviously. But if we're saying that Nifo Velen, as you did, we told you these Kodesh or Shoshim, so why are we specifically saying that Nifo Velen then, and then only Shabbat afterwards, but for your Shabbat then, Nifo Velen goes vital, like it continues.
Right.
Right, so, but specifically before we presented it as, and then there's a Bayless without Nihum Avail. Right?
Because you already did it. But Nachmova.
Right, that's why I should go.
Right. Well, he's saying, so the Leib Avraham said that's a special Nihum. The Shama. But then Marim Lo Ponim. So I guess what we do is maybe considered like Marim Lo Ponim for Kol Yudbeis Kodesh. Okay, so this is the these are some of the ideas of some people annoying. I think Rabbi Cohen is into this, like sitting down when you're being Menachem Ovel, meaning even the person who's coming. And say Amokim Yenachem, but the old minhag was he gets up and he goes to the and says Amokim Yenachem. I mean, the old minhag was everyone sat on the ground, though. But okay, so as I said, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll do 10:15 to 11. I hope some of us agree it's a lot, but okay, we'll do what we can do. And Bez Hashem will continue from there.